I was visiting my grandma one summer long ago in the sacred valley of the Incas, where the Urubamba flows. Was the middle of the night when I suddenly awoke to screams, as though the women of the village had had one dream. A nightmare where awake is no relief. I ran to find my grandma. She was standing in the door. I asked, was it an earthquake? Is that what these cries are for? She shook her head, no, Marco. The army's come to take the boys away. Tomorrow they will start their soldier days. But then why, I wondered, did the women scream that way? Eight years later came my turn, and a scene I can't forget. A room full of new draftees, stiff uniform, shaved heads. And squatting in the corner, two boys from where the Urubamba flows, with frightened eyes like desperate hunted souls, as though caught up in the lights of some patrol. They could not speak the language, had never seen a town, never worn a pair of shoes or slept up off the ground, never turned a faucet, never heard the sound of closing doors. Given time, they would adjust, there were rewards. Meals a day, a joy unknown before. My army days are long gone now, but those boys are still with me. I see them and countless others with bent backs on Cusco streets, weighted down with goods they haul for meager fees each day. For the years they serve, they have no skills that pay, just fading dreams of a life they can't attain. They walk along the margins of those who have real means. At night they might drink a bit, then a bare shed room to sleep. But if they look back on their village, it's a hopeless place to be. There's no retreat. Dirt floors, dark rooms, and not enough to eat. And now I understand those women's screams.